Marlin.
Once again, William Morris would face an adversary that wanted to corner the market in stars. CAA would be like a hand from the past, a hand of its own creation, a hand of something it had thought buried decades ago. But no one could see this on June 4, 1983. As they climbed into their caddies at the end of the evening and merged with the infinite stream of traffic on Pico Boulevard, the men who ran the Morris office thought of the future as a linear extension of the past. Why should they fear the traitorous Ovitz and his upstart organization? They were rich in tradition, rich in real estate, rich in manpower. How could they know that before another decade had passed, nearly everyone of consequence that night would be gone from the agency or dead?